Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about how to get back to authenticity in your life. Sometimes it just takes hearing a few well-chosen words to get you back on track. And that was the case in our first story by Tricia Fay, who tells us that a Facebook post changed her life through just 17 words. Those 17 words were all Tricia needed to reorient her. Tricia had experienced sudden cardiac arrest on an airplane on a business trip in 2011. Luckily, there were three doctors on board, plus oxygen and a defibrillator. They saved her life. But 5 months later, she was still trying to come to terms with what had happened. She was journaling every day and thinking through her life. And then she found a post on Facebook from a friend who had written, "Let go of anything inauthentic and all activities that do not mirror your brightest intentions for yourself." Tricia says, "That post kept haunting me throughout the day. I knew my life at that point in time was not authentic. My activities did not mirror my brightest intentions. After several days of looking at these words and reflecting on them, I rewrote them on a clean piece of paper and taped it on my laptop." So this was during a time when a lot of people were obsessed with that online game called Farmville that you play with other people. And Tricia was a real overachiever in Farmville with 5 different farms and 5 different games. She found that she was scheduling her real life around her pretend Farmville life, letting the game interfere with social activities and work. And then one afternoon, Tricia looked at those 17 words about living an authentic life and then looked out her window. And outside her window was her undeveloped half-acre backyard, which was real nature, not the fake nature in the Farmville game. And she stopped cold turkey. No more Farmville at all, ever. And then she took it further. She not only dropped Farmville, but she started editing her calendar. So yes, she would go to a birthday party for a friend, but no, she would not attend a Sunday baby shower for someone she barely knew in another department at work. And then Tricia did the best thing of all. She went outside to her own backyard and she built a garden right there, her own real farm in her real life.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the biggest part of Tricia's move back into an authentic life was to stop playing that online game. And in our second story today by Sky Khan, we hear a similar strategy. In Sky's case, it started when she lost her iPhone. She tried every way to find it, including the Find Your Phone app, but it was truly lost. And her husband sprang into action to get her a new one, but Sky stopped him because all of a sudden she realized that going without her phone for a while might be a really good idea. She says, "Although I would no longer have the world at my fingertips, the extraordinary stillness and curious silence that filled my ears were appealing and hinted that something had been missing on a soul deep level." Skye says that when she had her phone, she was only giving her family and friends half her attention. She was multitasking and getting things done with her smartphone while she was with people, but she was not fully participating in life with the real human beings in front of her. What good did it do to keep up with her friends' social media if she wasn't fully keeping up with the most important people in her life? And there's something that feels the opposite of emotionally fulfilling when you're doing things on the internet all the time and watching what other people are doing, or at least claim to be doing. Skye says, I had a hunch that the iPhone was getting in the way of my overall well-being, and I decided to conduct a social experiment. I would go smartphone free for 30 days. So she had mixed results. She read a book, which was good, but she missed being able to take photos and post them on Instagram. And she couldn't research stuff online quickly and easily. And she lost out on a discount at the movies because she didn't have the coupon that was stored in her phone. And her children didn't get as many play dates scheduled because she needed to do that via the phone. But she did find herself more present in her family's life. And she was also getting a lot more sleep. Overall, that 30-day break from the phone was an eye-opener for Skye and a reset for her. She focused more on being creative, cooking, and not rushing around so much. When she did get her replacement phone at the end of the 30 days, she developed guidelines around the specific hours the phone would be on, 12 to 4 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. She also eliminated binge watching, disconnected her notifications, and cut her friend list down to 150 people from 1,000 people. Skye concludes her story by saying, without the phone, calendar, alarms, and text notifications, it's just me. And I am more alive, aware, and mindful than I have been in years. So those two stories about disconnecting from technology and rediscovering an authentic life are part of the message of self-discovery and self-care in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. This book is all about women learning who they are and what works for them to make the best possible version of themselves. There are plenty of role models and doable advice in the pages of this book. So if you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You, go to our website, chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button. You can read all about the book there, and you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. I'm Amy Newmark, and I hope you'll join us for our next episode of the podcast. I'll be sharing two stories about another kind of role model, two moms who made a big impression on their children through their quiet, very effective volunteer work. One mom called lonely seniors at home every night for years, and another was a secret Santa for a family for years and did it so secretly that even her own family didn't know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.